Russia on Friday criticized the United States for threatening Iran with diplomatic escalation at the International Atomic Energy Agency if Tehran did not improve cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. Russian Ambassador Mikhail Ulyanov called the U.S. threat to convene an extraordinary IAEA board meeting to censure Iran not helpful and counterproductive.
The U.S. did not communicate with the Iranians for a very long time and forgot that Iranians don't do anything under pressure. If they are under pressure, they resist.
This week, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said the agency was not able to inspect the production of advanced centrifuges at Iran's Karaj facility because it did not have cameras and other monitoring equipment installed at the site. The continued refusal of the Islamic Republic to cooperate with the agency has prompted the U.S. and its European allies to threaten Iran with a special board meeting before the end of the year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday alleged that his country's intelligence service had uncovered plans for a Russian-backed coup d'etat in Ukraine next week, accusations which Moscow has denied. At a news conference in Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, Zelensky said he had received information that a coup was being planned for next Wednesday or Thursday. Speaking where he is spending the Thanksgiving weekend in Massachusetts, President Joe Biden said he and his security team are concerned by the report.
We support Ukraine's territorial integrity. We support Ukraine's ability to govern itself. And we object to anything remotely approaching.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov rejected the allegations in comments to journalists in Moscow on Friday. The Kremlin insists it has no such intention and has accused Ukraine and its Western backers of making the claims to cover up their own allegedly aggressive designs.